Histoire des Arts, page 51, The Power of Portraits, activity 1C.
Part 1.
Now, the first painting is of Henry VIII at the age of 46. It's a copy of a famous painting by Holbein the Younger of Henry VIII, and it was painted in 1536. The first thing we notice is its size, 2.39 metres high and 1.35 metres wide. Huge! Now, the second painting of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is obviously not as big. It was painted by Lucian Freud in 2001, and it's only 23.5 centimetres high and 15.2 centimetres wide. The Queen was 74 when she sat for Freud.
Part 2.
The first impression we have when we look at this copy of a Holbein portrait is that this man is powerful. His shoulders are large and his feet are apart. He looks very confident. He's looking directly at us with his left hand dangerously near his dagger. He looks very strong and ready to fight. Now, the size accentuates this impression of power, too. If you look, you can see Henry is on a step, so he looks more imposing. In this portrait, Henry looks majestic, more majestic than in real life. We know from Henry's armour that his legs were not as long as they look here. Holbein flattered Henry, making him appear more elegant, younger, and in better health than in real life. The impression is almost the opposite when we look at this portrait of the Queen by Lucian Freud. As you can see, it is a very small portrait. We have only her head and shoulders. Now, Freud added the crown later to show people it was the Queen. Freud didn't try to make her appear younger. He wanted to show what she was like as a person. What do you think about the portrait?